This is a COP production. You are now listening to Cinema Cabinet with your hosts, Ted Evans and Wayne Burfine.
My name is Ted Evans, and with me today is my co-host, Wayne Burfine.
Hi!
And welcome to Cinema Catnip.
Meow.
I think this is the first official episode of Cinema Catnip. Because I was telling Eric, well, we have two guests today. Eric Allen.
Hello.
And Sam Spadino.
Yo.
And I was telling, I know, right? I was telling Eric earlier, you know, I did two episodes, like, I guess they'd be kind of like the equivalent of pilots when I was in that drug study. And so this is technically the first official one because you're going to be my co-host.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah, I win.
Yeah, you won.
I mean,
we went through a huge search, and you came out on top.
And by search, you mean your contacts on your phone.
Yeah, yeah, I went through my phone contacts, and you came out.
I win. So this is a cinema catnip?
Cinema catnip.
So it's like a movie we would put into a sock, and it would make our brain crazy?
Yeah. I never...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what catnip does.
No, I know what catnip does to cats, but would it...
I don't know, I just assumed...
I thought this was Cinema Catnap. I'm in the wrong podcast.
Yeah, you're way too asleep for this. All right, we're just going to go right into it. I would say this, I'll talk about a specific movie. But for the first episode, and since I don't know like what movies we all specifically saw together, since we didn't all go to a movie theater and hang out and watch a movie.
Next time.
We have one just up the street we can go to, right?
Yeah, well, technically we could go see a movie, but that'd be easier.
Well, I do want to go to a movie later.
But I'll go with you. We'll go see a movie later.
I'll be busy.
You guys don't have to go. It's fine. But in honor of the inaugural episode, and because this is going to be specifically about film and about movies, I figured a good way to start would be talking about our five favorite films of all time. And this kind of turned out more to be like, what are the first five films that kind of popped in your head?
Yeah.
Which usually are kind of your favorites.
Yeah, they're definitely, I definitely wrote down things I enjoy. And they're kind of random, so I don't know where my brain's at right now. But I know my one and two are for surely accurate on any list of mine. But the back three would change. And then I wrote down a couple of new things I enjoyed a lot recently. I have too many. I don't know what the number five means.
Right. Well, I have like 600 plus movies.
Yeah.
So like for me, when I started to think about it too much, I was like, huh, what movie did I like that? And I was like, fuck it. And I just kind of went with the first five that went in my head.
So is your number ones your number ones for sure?
My number one is my number one for sure of all time.
How about Wayne?
My number one is my number one for sure, too.
Yeah, me too.
Are we going to start there?
Yeah.
We'll start there.
No, let's start backwards.
Or do we go backwards?
I like going to backwards.
You want to go backwards?
I like backwards.
All right.
Go through the bottom three, and like if you really want to talk about one, you can. Otherwise, once we get to the top two, you can
indulge a little bit more towards the top.
Yeah.
Let's start with the bottom of the list. We'll each tell their bottom of the list, and we'll give a little brief reason why it's on your top five list. Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we start with you, Sam? What's your number five?
My number five, I picked my newest favorite movie, which is Looper, in theaters now.
Oh,
have you seen that?
I have not seen it yet.
Well, no spoilers here, but it'll probably be in your top five.
That'll probably be in my top five. I'm excited about it.
Is it the best Bruce Willis movie made since Fifth Element?
Oh,
it's, Fifth Element. It's not only is it a great Bruce Willis movie, it's one of the best time travel movies.
And I love that kid from The Third Rock from the Sun.
Right?
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt? With his short hair?
I know who he is, but I just don't like calling him by his name.
It's more ridiculous to call him by his real name than that guy from The Third Rock from the Sun.
That kid, Tommy? Yeah. Tommy was his name, Third Rock from the Sun.
No, I thought French Stewart was in that movie.
Great action, conceivable time travel.
Back to business.
And, you know, just some twists you don't see coming.
Back to business.
I'm excited. I want to see that movie. It's not on my top five because I haven't seen it, but I definitely would. I'm excited about it already. Eric, what's your number five?
I put down Pixar Anything.
Pixar
Anything. Or Dash, I know it's not a Pixar movie, but How to Train Your Dragon.
Ooh,
I saw three times in the theater.
Which
is embarrassing, but I loved it.
No, that was a good movie.
I saw it three times in the theater, twice in 3D, and it was I would go and watch it again in the theater today. Like, it's fantastic.
No, I remember the first time you saw it. Your first post was, "I need to own a dragon."
That's how memorable it was.
We talked about it a lot.
I loved it.
I'll agree with you on the Pixar part, except for the Cards movies.
Yeah. That's
those things were abominations.
I didn't even see them.
I've watched both of them. Never, always illegally. I want to make that clear. Illegally, yeah. If I watch those two movies.
So those movies were made just to make lunchboxes.
Oh my god,
so that's different.
No, it's just and for like it's for the like
car bed.
Yeah,
it's for little boys to be like, I love cars because daddy has a car and I want a car.
And I don't
want
to associate with him and have him come over more often.
Yeah, I'd like to see good movies, but I think like. But like in Toy Story and The Incredibles and all that stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know about the first one was great, and then like they kept making them, and that's fine. But it's like they just keep putting out such quality all the time.
What? Who did the joke about it being like Schindler's Toy Box or something like that? Toy Story 3.
You mean Sophie's Choice?
Sophie's Choice.
No, they said it was Schindler's Toy Box or something like that.
Sophie's Choice.
Okay, Wayne, you're five. What's your?
Yeah,
I would almost have to agree with the pick because I was seriously going like, okay, which one of the animated ones do I like so much? But actually, the one I watched the most probably now that since I've gotten it in Blu-ray even is Coraline, because I love claymation because the effort they put into it, and I thought it was a really fun story, and it was still creepy yet whimsy. Mm-hmm. I always thought Coraline is great.
I have to see that. I'm going to borrow that from you.
Yeah, it's great. I might even have like a regular DVD in my car right now because I'm giving away prizes because when I do bingo and trivia at these locations.
We'll do plugs later. But
I think Coraline, but I'd be on that.
Give me the prize so I can watch it.
Well, come on out to Grumpy's down there at Grumpy's Roseville on Wednesday.
I said plugs later. Number five on my list, because we were just talking about it, and I fucking love this movie, RoboCop. It's number five on my list, and I'll explain why. One, it was one of the most violent movies ever made. Like, it's fantastic as far as violence. Like, they do not make violent movies like that. Even R-rated violent movies now are, like, tamed down comparatively. As far as, like, the blood amount and everything like that. The cursing is just pure, like, fuck you! As opposed to, like, you know, trying to be all witty about it. It's just people being assholes and
raw.
It's really raw. Super fucking
raw. It's Detroit,
raw.
For fuck's sake.
Three, fucking Red Foreman's in it. Like, Red Foreman is the bad guy in it, and I've never seen him be more of a badass. And also, it's like, we discussed this really briefly, but the fact that, like, RoboCop doesn't fix anything. He, like, just causes more destruction all over Detroit. And now they're trying to get a statue made in Detroit for RoboCop. You heard about that, right? That's ridiculous. A movie that made your city look like a trash heap. And then
RoboCop is the Rocky.
Yeah.
No, that's what they tried to do. Was do like a Rocky statue, but it was RoboCop.
Nice.
And I'm like, Detroit, you realize that they were mocking how terrible of a city Detroit was.
Well, hopefully we'll get a Turbo Man statue.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger posing for it. So excited to be doing this.
My son doesn't have an accent.
What is wrong? I've been in this country for so many years. Still have the accent. RoboCop, seriously, top five. Because like it's got everything that you want. Comedy, satire. I mean, fucking watch the commercials that they do in that movie. Like, they write the commercials. The fact that the guy who says, I'd buy that for a dollar, that is, like, transcended time.
Shouldn't Minneapolis have, like, a Jay and Silent Bob statue or a Prince statue?
God, I think Prince over Jay and Silent Bob. And I'm a huge Jay and Silent Bob fan, but, like, he only did one movie here.
Yeah, but fucking RoboCop.
Isn't that what First Ave is, basically, the print shrine?
Yeah, I guess we already do have a shrine.
Yeah, that's true. All right, on with the list. Number four for you, Sam.
For me, number four was Magnolia. Paul Thomas Anderson.
Another movie I haven't seen. Oof. It's been on my list.
That was a toss-up between that one and Punch Drunk Love, which is another movie by the same director.
I have seen Punch Drunk Love, and that's really
good. Pretty good.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, I don't know. But Magnolia is one of the first time I saw it, it was just like, burned in my brain, and it just got better after that.
I would say Punch Drunk Love is on my list of movies that I want to watch on like a date with a girl. Like, if like if you're really interested in her. Not, like, if you're just looking for a one-night stand situation, yeah. But if you're looking, like, to be with someone.
Just to get a good personality gauge?
Well, no, mostly because, like, it's funny, it's a little fucked up, but, like, really deep down, it's a romantic story about this guy that has no business being with this girl and this girl that has no business being with this guy. Yeah. Because she's not nearly as fucked up as he is.
It's bizarre, too, because there's, like, these kind of, like, weird, almost sci-fi elements in it.
Well, the music drives a movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most fun part is, like, the music is telling you what's going on inside of Adam Sandler. I don't want to get into a deep discussion about it. But, yeah, I love that movie, and that's a good date movie, by the way. Girls love it. Because he's, like, retarded, but, like, able to love.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's something, like, a redeeming quality. He's retarded, but he can love.
Yeah, that's how I get girls to like me.
Yeah, there's similar characters like that in Magnolia, but also, like, a whole spectrum of.
Yeah, I gotta watch really that. I'll do it.
And that was Tom Cruise from that movie, Halloween one year.
Well, that was on yesterday. Magnolia was. So I was watching it going, like, this is a stupid movie. Because I didn't watch it from the beginning.
I kind of need to watch
it. I caught maybe 10 minutes of it, and I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Fuck this.
With movies, you need to see, mostly see the whole
thing. Yeah. Good movies. Good movies. Eric?
This was a tie, but I said Fight Club or Seven.
Oh, Fight Club's on my list.
Because I love Brad Pitt with short hair.
He's dreamy. I mean, he's a good actor.
Seven is a fan. I'm going to go with Seven's your number four, just because I want to discuss Fight Club in detail.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm going to go with Seven as your number four, and the reason why is because Seven, also fan-fucking-tastic movie.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman at his finest.
Love his voice.
Fucking Brad Pitt, like, not being a whiny bitch, like,
but until he wants to know what's in that box.
Oh my god. That scene is so... What's in the box?
Yeah, that's anytime I see a box on the side of the road and I'm driving by and anyone's in my car, I'm just like, what's in the box? it's a line that I'll never forget.
Dude, Kevin Spacey fucking...
Oh, as creepy as you can be.
Dude, and that was before I even knew really who Kevin Spacey was. So, like, you hear the voice, you don't really know. When you see him taking the pictures, you don't really... Dude, twists and turns throughout the whole goddamn fucking movie.
Yep, pretty damn solid.
Not to mention, there's a scene dedicated to Morgan Freeman reading a book while listening to classical music.
Yeah.
Like, David Fincher, like, that was when David Fincher was just like, this is my art scene.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not into, like, I don't like horror movies or, like, scary stuff usually.
It didn't feel like a horror
movie.
But
it's not. It's like it's psychological.
A noir.
You know what I mean? Like a psychological thriller that I can, like, my mind can get into and not really worried about.
When I saw that, I couldn't. Turn off the lights. Like, that was, like, the scariest movie I'd seen at the time.
Oh, my God. The fact that he turns himself in, you're like, what's... Like, I remember watching that movie for the first time, and I'm like, no.
Right.
He's turning himself... What's...
It's all part of the
what's
plan.
Going on?
The when part the of the
box
plan.
Happens...
Plan, bro.
When the box happens, you're just like... Yeah. Minds is blown, and you're just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I can't deal with this. I don't understand. Oh, such a good fucking movie. God damn it. Yeah. See, that's why I had to just go with the...
But Brad Pitt with short hair.
That's what sold it for
you. Great. Not Legends of the Fall, long locks on a horse. I hate that crap.
Never seen Legends of the Fall.
He's riding a horse with, like, really long hair, and I'm just like, I hate that guy.
It's going in the breeze.
Yeah, it sucks.
Wayne?
Right, Spadino?
So you liked River Runs Through It more than you liked because he had short hair, though.
Yeah, but that movie was just pure garbage.
Meet Joe Black.
Just checking.
Meet Joe Black?
I think I shut that. Meet Joe Black is all right. I shut River Runs Through It off.
Meet Joe Black
was
terrible.
I was like, I hate this movie.
Just fuck your dad and get it over with.
I think the only redeeming factor of Meet Joe Black was Claire Floralini taking her top off.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, that's what Brandy from fucking Mallrats looked like.
Yeah, boobs held.
It wasn't the ping pong between the cars part that you loved the most.
Oh my god, that was awesome too. I totally forgot about that. Yeah,
because the whole time it happens too, you're like, how fucking fast are these cars going in a residential?
Dude, he's bouncing back and forth
like violently.
Way number four.
I was going back into like another group of movies, but Hitchcock's movies. I'm trying to decide. Like, I love Psycho, but then
on.
I also like Rear Window, because that whole voyeur, different stories. There's so many different stories going on, you know, and you're trying to piece everything together.
I just rewatched the original Psycho, like, maybe a month ago or something, and I was like, this is so good.
It still holds up.
Are you guys excited for the new Hitchcock movie with, what's his name? Hannibal Lecter. Anthony Hopkins is playing Hitchcock. And Scarlett Johansson.
How much weight is he going to gain?
Oh, they showed him. There's pictures in the trailer online.
Does he look like Brando before he died?
And what's the fucking hot 60-year-old fucking name? British chick.
Oh, yeah. In the Red.
Oh, I like that movie.
Yeah.
She's
in Red.
Yeah, what is her name?
That's a good-looking old broad. Holy Christ.
What's her?
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren. Yeah. She plays his wife in the movie. Scarlett Johansson plays the chick from Psycho in the movie. And I think Jessica Biel plays the chick from Birds in the movie. Mm-hmm. And it's all about him as a director and like how he like mortgaged their house to make Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, it looks fantastic. And Hopkins has like the facial makeup to make him have the point of your nose.
Yeah.
Looks good. Watch the trailer.
Does he fill his mouth with Skittles when he talks too?
I've got a Hitchcock at the top of my list.
Ooh. Well, I'm going to say my number four real quick. Mine was Anchorman. And I know that's... I got to explain.
Anchorman... Your dog is named Baxter. So
my dog is named Baxter. Literally named my dog after that, the dog in the movie.
We're really not surprised.
Okay. But I'll tell you why. It was funny. It was like Will Ferrell at his peak. Like, really at his peak before he started wearing out the characters of it. And, like, the supporting cast was great. The fucking, the homages to, like, other movies. Like, they had the Gangs of New York scene in the alleyway. Fucking Brick Tamlin was, it was Steve Carell before he got worn out. Like, it was all these people. Paul Rudd before he became worn out. Like, there's so many quotable lines in that movie. Like... Fucking the cameos alone. Ben Stiller did a cameo. Vince Vaughn was in it. Fucking Tim Robbins did a cameo in it.
We've all seen the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. But it's like one of the right place, right time, totally.
And it was just, and fucking Veronica Cornerstone or Christine Applegate. Gorgeous.
Yeah, and that kind of, her comeback.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
she was gone, like just disappeared.
It was just a resurgence of a ton. Fred Willard had a resurgence because of that movie. Yep. Like, it was literally like any person you watch in that movie, you're like, good. Chris Parnell's in that movie. Fantastic as the director's assistant. Like, I can pretty much quote that whole fucking movie verbatim.
Yeah. The dog off the bridge was like...
Jack Black's in it, which I don't really... I'm not a huge fan of Jack Black, but he even had a good part in that movie. That's how good that movie was. Is that Jack Black looked good? Fucking Danny Trejo does a scene in the fucking bar. Like, oh, just... Fucking good. And don't get me started on Champ Kind. I just read a list about the most annoying characters. They said Champ Kind was on their list of the most annoying characters. I'm like, fuck you. Champ Kind was fucking fantastic. Whammy! Anyway. Let's move on to number three. What's your number three, Sam?
All right. Number three is Rushmore for me.
Bill Murray.
Yeah, Wes Anderson's Rushmore.
I was going to have a Wes Anderson movie on mine, and it would have been Life Aquatic over Rushmore. But anything he does, I'm usually on board with. So now I'm glad I don't have to include that because I want to include something else. But
I'm not on board with Darjeeling Limited.
Oh, I liked it.
Pretty much, if I didn't like one of his movies at first, I did the second time. Like, I wasn't on board for Life Aquatic the first time, 100%. But now, like, that one is almost... way up there.
I say Royal Tenenbaums is still my favorite.
Royal Tenenbaums is awesome, but there's just a bunch of lines in Life Aquatic that are so randomly where it's just like, do the interns get Glocks? Like that. Like, stuff like that where it's just like, and Bill Murray being awesome.
You know, the thing for me about any movie like that has a huge good cast is like if every person does their part really well, even if it's a small couple lines, like even like Willem Dafoe in Life Aquatic, he's got a really small part, but he fucking has a really, he does it really well. Like, that's the thing for me is, like, that's why I love Royal Tenenbaums. It's such a star-studded cast, it's such a good cast, but every person is okay with their place in the movie. Like, no one person is like, this is my movie, and this is gonna revolve around me, and that might be the director, that might be Wes Anderson not letting them take it over. But I like to think it's every person's just like, I'm going to do my part to the best of my ability.
Yeah, I love Tenenbaums. Like, I saw it myself alone when it came out in the theater and then took my entire family to see the movie. And we're not a family who goes to R-rated movies, but I'm like, we have to go to this. Like, we're fucked up. Like, well, but nice. Rushmore is the one just because I think that was probably the first Wes Anderson movie I saw. And then Bottle Rocket after that, which I'm
a big fan of. Bottle Rocket was good. Mm-hmm. I really like Bottle Rocket.
But I don't know. There's so many things in Rushmore that he uses in the other ones.
You watch it.
I just like what's the scientific purpose of killing this species? Revenge. Like that.
Yeah, this is that.
Like, there's so many people like, I love that.
Well, that's just Bill Murray as Bill Murray. Yeah. Like, Bill Murray, like, honestly, will, like, make a movie. Like, think about Zombieland. Yeah, like, he shows up in that cameo in Zombieland, and you're just like, fucking Bill Murray. Have you guys seen Coffee and Cigarettes?
Yeah.
I love that movie. And one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie is RZA and GZA having
Bill motherfucking Murray.
Yeah, having coffee, and Bill Murray comes up and Bill motherfucking Murray, and he's just like, keep it down, guys. You know, like,
I gotta work.
I'm researching a part right now. Yeah. Then he finally sits down and starts having coffee with them. And you're just like, fucking Bill Murray. It was so. He's still good. Yeah. I wish he went back to just like flat out comedy. Like, I'd love to see him do a flat out comedy. Not these. Like, I'm glad that he's picking and choosing.
You want him to get back on the SNL cast?
No, I want him to do another movie like fucking Stripes. I want him to do another movie like that where, like, it was funny. Like, and he's doing them kind of, but, like, even Moonrise Kingdom, or is that it? Moonrise Kingdom? Like, he's good in that movie, but he's so small in that movie that you're just like, I want a Bill Murray-centric comedy that's not Lost in Translation, which was a good movie, don't get me wrong, but, like... That was like so much of a dramedy. Oh, we're getting off track.
You want another man who knew too little?
No. Oh, come on. I was about to see my face. I was like, yeah.
That movie's still good.
You almost got me.
Oh, you Eric Allen, you almost got me. Number three for you.
I'm glad you mentioned Wes Anderson, so I don't have to, because I love all of he does. But then the other guy that I just like everything he does is Christopher Guest, and I put down A Mighty Wind.
Ooh.
I put down A Mighty Wind as my three, but then I also put - Best in Show - Spinal Tap - like it's they're all fantastic alone, but I really love A Mighty Wind.
I really
love Best in Show, and that's Willard again, like just being amazing.
You know, I think I like Best in Show more than I like The Mighty Wind. What was the movie?
I thought there was way more characters in Best in Show that were just all so awesome. Wonderful. Yeah, but I think the first, A Mighty Wind, I think is more quotable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never got into Woody Allen. The only movie I liked by Woody Allen was, I think, Match Point. Was that the one with...
Are we recording again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that the one with Scarlett Johansson and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that movie a lot. Also, I liked Closer, but I don't think that was him.
So my three is Christopher Guest.
Your three is Christopher Guest. Very good. Your number three, Wayne.
My number three would be Young Frankenstein.
Really good movie.
Because I'm also a Mel Brooks fan.
Didn't even think of that.
But
I'm upset. Anything Mel Brooks does.
Anything Mel Brooks does.
I don't know.
I watched Dracula Dead and Loving It again. And I was just like...
I don't know.
No, a lot of his older stuff was so good. And it's a lot more family. Like Young Frankenstein was the first movie that my father and I both agreed was fucking hilarious.
Where do you think he fell off? Would you say Robin Hood Men in Tights was his last?
I liked that movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it recently. That's why I said, would you think it was his last?
I haven't seen it recently, so I don't know. And then wasn't Chappelle in that?
Chappelle was in that.
It's so funny. As a
Chappelle is in that. And then fucking, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's a character actor, especially in Mel Brooks. He looks like Gene Wilder, but he's not Gene Wilder.
But yeah, like, I remember watching Men in Tights when I was a kid and just being in love with it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it recently, and I don't know if it stands up, so I need to watch it.
This is the part that makes me sad, is, like, some of those movies, like, you know, like, okay, because recently, I was a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
I recently rewatched some of the cartoons, like, the classic cartoons.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not hell yeah.
No?
Oh, my God. I bought the first, I think, three seasons, and I was stoked. I was going to just turtle out and watch it, and I started watching them just like... Oh,
yeah.
It was so terrible.
That's why I'm not going to do that, because I want to remember them as being awesome.
I will admit to this, too. Nickelodeon just recently put out a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show.
Heard of it.
I watched the first two episodes.
Not going to watch it.
Good.
Anything that gets... This will come up later when I talk about it, but anything that I like and it gets redone, I usually stay away from it because I want to remember it as I originally remember
it. I want to tell you this, though. The reason why it's good, the new episodes are good, is because, one, it is... It's kind of kiddie. However, the writers of the new show are our age. Mm. So they're writing with the nostalgia.
Yeah, that they loved when,
that
they,
loved
it.
When they were kids.
That's not
but
a bad
they're
point.
Also writing with our sense of humor in mind while it's almost like tongue-in-cheek, kind of like, I get it. But you know.
Well, then this leads right into my number two favorite movie, which is Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Dude, I was about to give you a huge high five.
I like that movie, but it's not.
It's not on my list.
Not on my top five, but I remember.
It's not on my list.
I remember seeing that in the theater like five times when I was a kid.
You know what? Another admittance story. I fucking rented that movie so many times. My parents one day came home from the video rental place, and I was like, you rented it, right? And they're like, no, we bought it because we've rented it like five times, and it's cheaper just to buy it for you.
Yep.
Here's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Was that the first movie that you watched like multiple times?
Oh my god, yes.
What was your first movie that you were like, oh, I need to watch this again immediately?
It's on my list.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Mine's my number one.
It is?
Yeah.
Mine's not on the list. But the first one that I went to a week in a row because I knew the guys that worked there, I got to see it, was Big Trouble in Little China.
Nice.
Because I was like, there's martial arts, there's cute girls, and it's Mr. Magical Powers. and a semi-truck. Motherfucking right.
My number one movie I've seen hundreds and hundreds of times. Literally. Hundreds and hundreds of times.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll get to it.
All right.
Oh, I didn't even think about that one either. The one I've seen the most, I didn't put on the list.
So your number three was Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks fan. I'm also a Mel Brooks fan.
So the movie you've seen the most is not on your list.
What is number six, though? It's probably been four or five years since I've actually seen it.
Because here's the thing. A movie... Okay. You know what? I'm just going to go to my three. Because my number three is a movie that I've seen multiple times.
Right.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
What?
No.
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 No. Let me...
No.
I was going to let you get away with Anchorman in a top five. But
you take your list and write it over again.
I'm going to...
Write it over.
Start over.
No.
You're fired.
No.
Fired off your own podcast.
Let me defend.
Gross.
What is wrong with you?
Let me defend.
Because Russell Brand is almost naked?
No, fuck that. Let me defend. Forgetting Sarah Marshall was fucking great because, one, it was the first movie that showed a breakup from a guy's perspective, and that's fucking awesome. Because it's always, like, the girl who's, like, you know, like, whenever they show a breakup movie, like, the girl's just kind of like, oh, my God, it was a heartbreak. And the guy's always just like, what a bitch. And in this movie, he was like, I was in love with her, and, like, she fucking broke up with me, and I thought we were going to get married, and, like, I thought our lives were going to expand. And in him getting over her, there was funny, like, it's a movie that I can play.
Wasn't that Clerks?
Okay, I got an idea. Vote to make this Wayne's podcast. Kicking Ted Evans out. Anybody?
What did you?
I get the call.
What did you dislike about?
Going to kick you out of this room by three votes to none. So
no.
What did you dislike about
Mr.
Marshall?
Baxter's the new host.
He has better taste in movies.
I'll agree that it's a great.
A top five
movie, not a top five.
No, I'm talking about it as a top five because one, I thought of the first five movies that I will watch.
Oh.
Like I said, if I thought too much about it, I could go into much better movies.
Yeah, God, I hope so.
This
was your idea.
This list was literally like, if I overthink, I own too many fucking movies. If I started racking my brain, okay, fine. You know what? Fuck it. Pulp Fiction, number three.
Yeah, okay. Pulp Fiction, very right, dude. Right. That's a good
and he's
fucking
back.
Movie.
Okay,
yeah,
now change the Anchorman one to something.
He changes it to Anchorman
Insane. Insane because of every reason I stayed Anchorman Insane. Yeah. Pulp Fiction is my number three.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction is my number three. Why? Because one, it introduced me to Quentin Tarantino.
Right.
Because I watched that before Reservoir Dogs.
Right.
Watched Reservoir Dogs after and was like, oh my fucking God.
Yep.
The opening scene about Madonna. Right. Fucking everything since he's done that. Like I've gotten I don't necessarily agree with the direction he's gone, but I like what he's done with the direction he's chosen.
Now we're allowed to stay in the room.
Yeah,
you're fucking...
Yeah, that was the one movie where I left... I was like,
I
after
still
that
like
movie, the first time I watched
Marshall
it, I was like, I have to watch this again because I know I missed a couple things.
Oh, yeah,
I just know I did.
Stuff.
And the second time I watched it, I loved it even more.
Yeah, anyway.
And I was like, oh, who's farting? Why are you farting?
That'd be my dog. I still have to meet Sarah Marshall. Anyhow, number two. Whoa. Oh my God, Baxter, you're a son of a bitch.
Wow.
That's what he thinks of forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That's why he's
Sam,
a host.
Number two. Sam, number two. Hey guys, thanks very much for listening to part one of Cinema Catnip's inaugural episode. Because we had two guests, Eric Allen and Sam Spadino, we decided to cut this episode into two parts. And therefore, hopefully you'll stick around and hear episode two. It gets pretty funny, especially when they continue to mock me. Hopefully you'll enjoy this. And if you have any questions or comments, please write to us at cinemacatnip@gmail.com. Or just hit Wayne or myself up on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll hopefully see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Cinema Catnip. To contact Hit or Wayne, email them, cinemacatnip@gmail.com, or contact them on Twitter, Wayne Burfines @MCDS_orange, or Ted Evans @TedEvans0107. If this is an emergency, dial 911.